The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The Word of God we want to consider today is again our Gospel reading for this past Sunday, which was our Reformation Sunday. We're looking at John chapter 8, verses 31 to 36, where John writes, "To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, 'If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.' They answered him, 'We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?' Jesus replied, 'I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed.'" When we hold on to God's truth, then we truly can experience the freedom that only God's truth can give. God's truth can supply us with freedom from sin. Now, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin." Talking about our natural spiritual condition, and that is that we were enslaved to sin. And there was absolutely nothing that you or I could do about it to try to change that. Oh, we're like the alcoholic or the drug addict who is so hooked on his habit that he can't do anything to help himself. He needs someone's help. But let's not just talk about alcoholics or drug addicts here. Let's realize that any sin can enslave us. Whether we're talking about things like, lying, cheating, gossiping, lusting, coveting, stealing, even supposedly what we think of as being those little things. But craving power or money, many other sins, they can also be listed here. And any sin can enslave us and work to separate us, tear us away from God. Well, Jesus said, "Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Jesus is encouraging us here to experience the freedom that only God's truth can give. And Jesus' point is simple. A slave, one person who's under those circumstances, he maybe could enjoy his master's home for a while, but the fact is that he could be sold, or he could be kicked out of that position by his master because of the circumstances and have nothing. So also, when someone is enslaved to sin, he maybe can kind of enjoy life's pleasures and treasures for a time, but in the end, if that's what his life is all about, he's going to be sentenced to hell, to completely be separated from God and from all of his blessings. Well, now, since the Son of God died and rose from the dead for us, and because the Holy Spirit has called us to faith in Jesus, how thankful we have to be that we've been freed from that slavery to Satan, sin, death, and hell. And not only have we been freed from that slavery, but we've also been adopted into God's believing family. No longer slaves, children of God. And as members of God's believing family, now we're heirs of heaven, and we have God's promise to be with us and to help us to fight against the sin that wants to try to enslave us again. When Luther was a young man, his conscience absolutely tormented him. He knew that he was a sinner who deserved God's punishment, and we could say that sin's huge iron collar was around his neck, weighing him down, reminding him constantly that he deserved to go to hell. But when God used the scriptures to send the Holy Spirit to him, he was changed. What God did is God took Luther's head out of that iron chain, the bond that was around his neck, that iron collar, so that instead of being troubled and weighed down, Luther could rejoice in his forgiveness. God's word gave him the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. He was experiencing the freedom that only God's truth can give. God's word does the same thing for us. God used his word, sending the Holy Spirit to us to take our necks out of sin's huge iron collar that would have weighed us down as well. And now God's truth has set us free from that. God's truth, it reminds us that Jesus lived and died for us and for all people so that through faith in him, we don't have to be weighed down by our sin and guilt. Rather, we can rejoice that God has taken our heads out of that iron collar. We're free from Satan, sin, death, and hell. And because of Jesus, we're God's children who are going to heaven. God's truth has set us free. And isn't it great now that we can experience the freedom that only God's truth can give? We're free from slavery to Satan, sin, death, and hell. We're freed from being scared to death of God because of our sins. And we have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us your word that tells us of Jesus, our Savior. Thank you for giving us your truth, God's truth, which sets us free and assures us of heaven all because of Jesus, our Savior. Build up and strengthen our faith so we're always holding on to your truth, God's truth, and experiencing that freedom which only God's truth can give. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.